Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
The second book of Moses, called Exodus, chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor.
Kings and priests. Jesus taught the Ten Commandments. Most people have heard of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Honor thy father and thy mother. Remember the Sabbath day, etc. But what do they mean now that Jesus Christ has come and brought us the gospel of repentance? Are they done away with? How were they changed? Join us as we search the scriptures for answers to these questions and more. So, first of all, I like to say hallelujah, which is all praises to the Most High, praises to Yah, which is the Most High. We have a very good show for you. I'm your brother Godaiwon, as usual, here in the UK, bringing forth the word of the Heavenly Father and His anointed Son, Jesus Christ. And we're going to continue to teach this word. And the commandments are something that people are really trying to put to the side, whether it be in schools, colleges, universities, whether it's on TV or media. They're really trying to downplay it and elevate this satanic age. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. You can be a freak fornicator, and, you know, that's okay. But the commandments are very relevant today, and Christ taught them, even though many pimps in the pulpit are trying to tell you that they're not relevant. And then they try to turn around and tell you, well, you have to pay your tithes. That's a law. You're going to be cursed if you don't pay them. But let's introduce some other brothers that we have on the line with us. Starting first with our brother, Ibaja, who helps me a lot on this show. I call him the executive producer for Kings and Priests. He does his own show on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for the Body of Christ Radio Network. Repentance is the key. Ibaja, you want to say a few words, bro?
Yeah, I'll keep them few. Just wanted to give all thanks and praises to the Heavenly Father in Christ for another opportunity to preach His holy word. And Lord willing, that, you know, as always, we be edified as well as our listeners. But we also have another guest, too.
I see him. So we got the brother, Yawanathan, who's a brother in Atlanta. And he's one of the Body of Christ church camp leaders. He usually goes out with brothers in Atlanta, you know, teaching the word of the Most High straight and direct on the front line to the people. So, Yawanathan, you want to say a few words, bro?
Yes, good morning to the, giving our praise to the Heavenly Father and His Son Christ. I can say good morning to the listening audience and shalom to the panel. Glad to be here on another day of the Lord's Sabbath. And that's all. Glad to be here.
Right, and I want to start off by reading this scripture. We usually read Isaiah 8:20. That's like our mainstay on a lot of shows. But I want to change it up, and let's read Romans, the third chapter and the third verse. So someone get that and read it for me. It'd be much appreciated.
Okay. I'm sorry, where'd you want to go? Get
Romans 3 and 3.
All right. All right, this is the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
Mm-hmm.
God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar."
So we know there's a... Go ahead, keep reading.
"As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged."
Right. We know there's a lot of people that don't believe. Like we have a guy who's a regular who comes on Stan. We call him Stan the Friendly Atheist. He's an atheist, but he's a regular listener to our shows because the Bible makes sense. The Bible makes sense when it comes to dealing in your marriage. First of all, it tells a woman to submit unto her husband as unto the Lord. And then it tells the husband to deal with his wife, not to be bitter against his wife, for him to love his wife even as Christ loved the church. Those are powerful words that is saying. So what did Christ do for the church? He loved the church so much. He loved Israel so much that he gave his life for it. He fed them. He taught them. So those are powerful words. So these are the words that we live by, that we're justified by. It says, let God be true and every man a liar. So these are words we stand up, and when people come out, well, this is how you're supposed to live your life, and it's okay to be gay, and it's okay, you're a liar. But God, the words of God are true. The words of God said, what? Thou shalt not steal. The words of God showing you people are still going around worshiping idols, wood and stone. The words of God tell them, look, there is no life in wood and stone. They must be born on men's back and carry. There's no life in those things. So the words of God is true, and the words of men are liars. And we know when we deal with these words that we're going to be justified in our sayings when we're tried. And over here in England, dealing with the commandments of the Most High, being on the front line and teaching in the streets, We have been judged where people have come and said, you can't teach that. You can't teach that Leviticus 20:13. And for those who are not familiar with the Bible, Leviticus 20:13 is talking about homosexuality. Man with man is abomination. A man that layeth down with another man as he do with a woman is an abomination. So we have police, we've been arrested, we've gone to jail, and all charges, of course, were thrown out. Because what? You couldn't judge the scriptures, because that's what they would have to do. They would have to judge the Bible. So the words of God is correct when it says, you shall overcome when thou art judged. And we've put that to the test. We've seen that in full effect. And when it came down to it, what? They had to say, you're free to go. You're free to go. So, yeah, let's let the brother Zach in. Does he want to come in, or is he just listening? Oh, yeah, he wants to come in. So bring him in. So, yeah, we got the brother Zach. We call him the Spanish Wonder because the brother does a show on Saturday where he teaches the word of the Most High, but in the Spanish. The brother's been blessed with the gift of tongues, so he brings the word to the masses in a whole nother language. So, Brother Zach, you want to say a few words?
Hey, shalom to all the brothers and sisters over there in the UK. This is Brother Zach over here in the US, and definitely enjoying the show, you know. Something that you can't overteach, or this is a topic that you can't teach enough, you know. Mm. So, you know, all praises. It's good to be here. And continue on, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to teach the thing. And Lord's will, we're going to get to it about these different diseases and things that's going around, especially in amongst the youth, because the youth is out there going crazy, sexing one another, and then they had the thing on about, who was it? Eddie Long's buddy. He said, oh, you can't leave the man's church because he had a wreck. Who was it? Creflo Dollar. And we got arrested for beating up his daughter or laying hands on her because she said she was going to a party or whatever. You know, kids are going to make choices. That's what the scriptures tell you, that even a child is known by his doing, whether they be pure or whether they be right. But we have to make choices as well, whether we're going to teach our children the right things and live by them. Because if we don't live by them, then that has a spiritual effect on your household. And most people don't realize, oh, I've taught them and I've did this. But what was going on in your mind and what was going on in your heart and what were the things that you did? But anyway, let's go to Matthew. I think we've heard Exodus read with some nice music in the background. But let's go to Matthew 5:17. Because I want to hear what Christ says about the law and the commandments. Did he come to do away with the law and the commandments? Because you got a lot of demons, you got a lot of devils out there that's telling people they don't have to do the commandments anymore. That the commandments aren't relevant to their lives anymore. Is this true? Is this what the word of the Lord is saying?
All right. No. That's not true, and that's not what the Lord is saying. But go ahead, Abijah, read it up.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to read.
All right. Well, I'll read it. There's no problem. This is Matthew, the 5th chapter, starting in verse 17. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Stop right there. So Christ said, he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. What is he talking about?
When Christ said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets, Christ was telling the people then, as he is telling our people now, don't think that I've come to destroy any of the things, the law, the prophecies written in the Old Testament. Because at this time, the New Testament hadn't been initiated yet. The New Testament hadn't started yet. So what Christ was referring to was, don't think that I'm coming to destroy any of the laws or the prophecies written in the Old Testament.
Now, let's do something, because most people, as we know, are not educated in the Bible. This is our profession. This is what we profess. You know, this is our job, to study the Bible and to teach the Bible and to give the sense, just like I said in Nehemiah, to give the understanding. Because a lot of people, they will claim that they know the Bible, and that's wisdom. You read the Bible, that's wisdom. But the scripture says, with all thy wisdom, get what, brothers?
Understanding.
Understanding. So now the scripture says the law and the prophets. That's significant. What is it saying when it says the law and the prophets? What is that saying? Because that's saying something. When Christ said the law and the prophets, what is he saying? What is he referring to?
When he's saying the law and the prophets, he says what the prophets spoke, what the prophets taught, what they stood for, exhorted, what they went out and taught, what they said, thus said the Lord, that still stands. And I mean, that's what he meant by the law and the prophets. Whatever they said, whatever they stood for, their honor, what they put their doctrine in.
Let me rephrase it. What is
also
the law? When he's saying the law, what is he referring to?
Basically, the Old Testament, because that's a lot of times what those people refer to as
nope.
the law and the prophets.
Yeah, you're correct, but he gives a division. The law and the prophets make up the Old Testament. So when he says the law, what is he referring to?
Oh, the first five books.
Right. He's referring to who? Moses, right?
Right.
So when he says the prophets, is everybody else that comes after that. So
right.
He's going to Moses and the prophets. He said he didn't come to destroy anything that Moses wrote. Anything that Moses wrote or anything
right.
that was wrote.
Jeremiah,
Zechariah, Isaiah.
So why
that?
He said something
destroyed came to fulfill. So what is that fulfillment? Is that fulfillment that he's fulfilled the law? He's fulfilled
no.
the commandment? One has to do. What is that fulfillment? What is that talking about? Let's get some understanding.
In Luke chapter 24, bear with me a second. In Luke chapter 24, verse 44, it gives us an understanding of what that fulfillment is. It says, in Luke 24 and 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. So basically
mm-hmm.
what Christ was saying was, I did not come to destroy but fulfill all the prophecies that were written of Christ in the Old Testament, that is to include the law, as well as the prophets, the other prophecies, the other prophets outside of the first five books of the law. Christ came to fulfill those things written of him.
Like what?
Like, for example, when you read in Deuteronomy 18 and 18, within the law, where the Lord says, I will raise him up a prophet from among your brother, like unto thee, like unto Moses, Christ fulfilled that prophecy when he came to the earth, and he was that mediator for Israel, just as Moses was the mediator for Israel in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of a prophecy that Christ did not destroy, that Christ indeed fulfilled.
Right. Now I'm going to read this scripture. This is Luke. This is Luke, the fourth chapter and the 16th verse. And it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So when Christ is speaking about fulfilling, he's not talking about fulfilling the laws and the commandments. He's talking about fulfilling the things that was written of him in the books of Moses and in the prophets. Now, brothers, is that plain enough? Do you think we've gone far enough on that point?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty
plain enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so,
it wasn't
go ahead.
Like, I was going to say, it wasn't like he was, yes, he was the Messiah, but at the same time, he was not going on, like, just convincing people. The convincing was, yes, through the scriptures. Like, whatever he did was, according as the scriptures should say, he would say that the Messiah would do. Like, a lot of times you read the scriptures, and he did this according as it would be fulfilled, as Ezekiel said this, as Malachi said this, as Jeremiah said this, or as it was written in Moses. Like, when he went down in Jerusalem on a young foal down in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, look, this ain't no joke. This is the Messiah. This is the one that Moses and the prophets spoke of.
Right. Okay, so let's go back to Matthew's, the 5th chapter.
Matthew 5, starting again at 17.
Yep.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Mm-hmm. So we explain what that he came to fulfill, the things that was written about him in Moses and things that was written about him in the prophets, just like we read in the book of Luke. In your ears, this scripture has been fulfilled, that it, what he came to do, to preach deliverance, to set the captives free, to heal the blind. Go ahead. And he did those things. Go ahead.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
Read that again.
Excuse me.
Read that again.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Now just marinate on that for a second. He said till all be fulfilled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one jot or one tittle, not the smallest part of the law, is going to pass away. So who are these people that are saying, well, you don't have to do the commandments anymore. You don't have to do the scriptures anymore. You don't have to do the laws. When it says, thou shalt not commit adultery, you can commit adultery. Just ask the Lord to forgive you, he's going to forgive you. You can commit it all day long. So those people versus the words of Christ, how do they fare, brothers?
Very, very poorly. Liars.
Liars. That's it. They're liars. Because Christ said, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So read on. Let's continue reading. Because these words are powerful. You have people in the world, even ministers, who they're not ministers of Christ. They're really ministers of Satan, that will tell you the law is done away with, the commandments is done away with. So their word versus Christ, their words is mud, because Christ's word is what's going to stand. So read on.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
Whoso shall do what?
Break one of these least commandments.
Okay, least commandments. What could you think that would be one of the least commandments, brothers? Come on.
Ask that question again. I'm not quite sure.
Which one, in your mind, what do you think would be one of the least commandments?
Oh, wow. Well, there is no least commandment. We know that.
You said one of these least commandments. So one of the least commandments I can think about is lying. People say, oh, they minimize it, say, oh, it's just a little white lie. You ever heard that terminology?
Mm-hmm.
I just told a little white lie. It was just a little white lie. Now, what does it say in the book of Revelation about liars?
They're going to have their part in the lake of fire.
Let's get that. Get that in Revelations 21 and 8.
Okay.
Because people minimalize different sins that they do. Christ said, whosoever there shall break one of these least commandments. So one of the commandments that people minimalize is that lying or bearing false witness. So get that. Somebody read that, Revelations 21, verse 8.
Revelations 21 and 8. And it reads, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
So the scripture says all liars. Why? Because that's breaking the commandments. And Christ said, you break the commandments. Whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Meaning he's going to have his part in the lake of fire. And the scriptures tell you what? Lie not one to another. Speak truth, every man with his neighbor, right or wrong.
Right.
Right.
So people going, oh, it's just a little white lie. No, you're going to burn in the lake of fire if you don't stop being a liar. There's another scripture in Revelation talking about him that loveth to make a lie. Because there's people out there that they got whole careers on making lies. Their whole career, their whole lifestyle is making lies. Whether it's pimping women or pimping men, their whole lifestyle, I'm a lie. Watch out, I'm going to trick this person to get what I want. So the commandments are not done away with. People in their mind, they put certain emphasis on certain commandments and less emphasis on other commandments. So Christ said, whosoever there shall break one of these least commandments. You think, like you were saying, God, none of the commandments or at least they all have their significance and we're all supposed to keep them. But that's how people think in their minds, and Christ knew this. So read that again, 19.
Second Matthew?
Yep.
Okay. Matthew 5 and 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
What? Could you read that part again, please?
All right. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
So, whosoever shall do what?
Well, look at it. It says do and teach. So it's dual, two purposes. Not only are we responsible for performing the commandments, we're also responsible for teaching them. And when that's done, like the scripture says, like Christ said, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
But do what? What are you doing?
You're doing the commandments and you're teaching the commandments.
But what are the commandments? See, this is the thing.
Commandments such as, for example, respecting your parents, honor thy father and thy mother. Commandments such as, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We're not supposed to commit idolatry.
Right. That's what Christ is talking about.
Okay.
Isn't that what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah.
When he's talking about do them and teach them, he's talking about what? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make graven idols or images, nor bow down to serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. There's no in there, but I just said because people don't keep the Sabbath day holy. They pick and choose. Yeah, respect your parents. No, you can't have no other gods, but the Sabbath day, you keep it any day you want to. Is that what it says in Exodus 20?
Nope.
No.
So do and teach them. That's why Christ said, let your light shine. Because if you do the commandments, just by you doing them, you're setting forth an example. Yes, we're supposed to spread the gospel of peace, the good news, that Christ taught and brought, and that's the repentance. But if you do the commandments, you're going to set forth an example. One of the examples I always like to bring is about, you know, my thing, Christmas, man. Christmas. Christmas is one of the most satanic days that they have set up, even more satanic than Halloween. See, people don't understand what the scripture says, that Satan shall transform himself into an angel of light. And he's deceiving the whole world. People think, this is December the 25th, that's Christ's birthday. Where can you find that in the Bible? And there's like three people that run them got burnt the hell up by the word of God. They got burnt. I don't know, he's talking about Christmas. I got to go now. But they won't look at it. That's why the scripture says this, and I'm going to read it. This is Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So most people, they're not reading the Bible or the scriptures, the commandments, the laws. They want to be freaks, fornicators. That's why they'll go along with some pimp-teaching preacher that say, you ain't got to keep the commandments, but pay your tithes. But wait a minute, preacher, isn't that a law? Isn't that the law that was given to the children of Israel? No. Well, didn't you say that the law was done away with? Well, you know, God left this one in because I got to get paid. That's foolishness, and people fall for it because they're such full of sin, not knowing that Christ came to heal us and to give us life and life more abundantly. People not having a good time being freaks and fornicators. Why do they have to go and justify it? Why is a homosexual, why does he have to go on a campaign to justify him being a homosexual? Why do you got to have organizations set up, or an atheist? Why do you got to have organizations set up? Oh, we're gonna show you how to be a good atheist, and it's okay to be an atheist. Why do I have to have organizations set up for that versus the Bible?
Because they want to feel good about what they're doing. And what doing, when it's plain, in plain English, black and white, that is against the word of the Heavenly Father. But they found comfort in like-minded wickedness of people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So, brothers, we're gonna take a short break, and then we're gonna bounce back. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna continue on dealing with this word of the Heavenly Father and Christ. So, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To contact us or learn more about the Body of Christ Church, you may do so by calling, emailing, or by visiting our website. Our telephone number is 1-877-871-1712. Our email address is bodyofchrist@ureach.com. Ureach is the letter U followed by the word reach. So that's bodyofchrist@ureach.com. Our website, thedocc.com, contains our telephone number and email address, as well as audio and video biblical lessons and other information geared toward edification in repentance and good works. Again, our website address is thedocc.com, so please feel free to connect with us today.
Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/thedocc. listen to our archived broadcast, or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe. Take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Tune in to From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake on Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 8 o'clock p.m. And after you have listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/the BOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom.
From the burning bush, O Lord, you charged me to bring the people to this holy mountain to behold your glory and receive your law. What have I left undone?
Exodus 31, verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. So we welcome you back to Kings and Priests. We were talking about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Did Jesus teach the Ten Commandments? Brothers, did Jesus teach the Ten Commandments?
Yes, sir, he did.
Okay. I want you to be justified in your sayings and overcome when thou art judged. So show me, or show and prove what the scripture says, or he make him reference to the Ten Commandments, please.
That would be, one proof of that would be in Matthew the 19th chapter.
No.
Starting at verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So basically, the point of the matter is, right here, you're seeing proof that Christ taught the Ten Commandments. And not only did he teach the Ten, he also taught, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's not within the Ten Commandments. That's not in Exodus, the 20th chapter. That's in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, verses 17 and 18 specifically. But the point of the matter is, what we're seeing here is that Christ taught not only just the Ten, he taught the commandments themselves,
mm-hmm.
either through his words or through his example.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something interesting in these words, because what was the young man asking?
He was asking, in other words, he was asking, what's the one good thing, what's the one act that I can perform so that I can enter into the kingdom of heaven? And Christ was letting him know, you got to keep the commandments. In other words, it's not just one singular thing that you can do. You have to love the Lord. You have to keep the commandments. You have to be an example of these things that you are being taught.
Right. So he was asking for how to receive the eternal life, because Christ was promised to bring us eternal life and salvation through him. So he was asking, what could he do? So what was the instruction that Christ gave him? He said, keep the commandments. So the guy's being funny now. He's saying, which one of them? Because remember what Christ said in Matthew 5? He said, if they break the least of these commandments, so people put more significance over one commandment than the other. You think, well, if I do this commandment and if I don't do this one, well, the Lord isn't going to put me to hell because I had that shrimp cocktail. He's not going to let me in because I had that pork chop. But those are commandments in the Bible. When you read Leviticus 11, right, brothers?
That's right.
Yes. They tell you what the clean and unclean things that you're supposed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other class. I know a lot of people come up and dispute, well, God cleansed everything. No, when you read that in the book of Acts, he's talking about Cornelius. He's not talking about food or unclean. That was a riddle or a parable for Peter, and he explained it. But a lot of people try to use that for a lot of things, even the Sabbath day. God cleansed every day or made every day holy, sanctified. That's foolishness. So that's why we have to give understanding to people and show them the words of Christ, because many are not showing the words of Christ. They're just making merchandise of the people and taking their money, and they're making them more a child of hell than the people that's teaching. So he was asking, how could he get eternal life? Then Christ said unto him, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. These are the commandments. These are the Ten Commandments. He's asking, how can I enter into this life, Christ? He says, keep the commandments, which thou shalt do no murder. So let's start with that one. Christ said, thou shalt do no murder. Now, did Christ bring a deeper understanding of thou shalt do no murder, brothers?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He did.
Because a lot of people, they'll go to Paul and say, well, if righteousness had come by the law, then Christ has died in vain. Which is true. We cannot get into the kingdom by the law itself. We need Christ first to cleanse us and to bring that perfect understanding of how we to love our neighbor as ourselves. So Let's get that and read it. So Matthew 5.
Okay. Matthew 5 and verse 21. Ye have heard that it was said by them of all time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.
Right. The judgment for killing someone or murdering somebody was what?
Death.
Death. Even from the time of Genesis, it was death. He that sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. So the penalty for murder or killing somebody was that you were put to death. That was the judgment. Read on.
Okay. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment.
Wow. Do you hear what Christ said?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He said, if you're angry with your brother without a cause, the devil just jumps on you and, like, I just hate that guy and I don't like the way he look and look at his lip and his eyes and, you know, he got a better car than me. I'm going to go and key up his car. He said, you're in danger of the same judgment that if you had physically murdered your brother. So Christ brought a deeper understanding of the commandments of God that Moses brought. And he came with mercy so we wouldn't receive those judgments, that we could receive a second chance, because we're all guilty in the presence of the Heavenly Father. But Christ came so what? He could take our sins away and we can start building back a relationship with the Heavenly Father through him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, darling.
Yeah.
Can I go a step further on that commandment, because the thing said, it says, if you be angry at your brother without a cause.
Yeah, come on.
The other part of that is the scriptures also tells us how to deal if you have a cause to be angry with your brother.
Come on.
And I'm just going to read it real quick, Matthew the 18th chapter. I'm going to start at verse 14. It says, even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. So the Lord doesn't just leave us hanging. It's like, oh, well, I can't be. Well, what if he do this? What if he do that? What if this, that, and the other happens?
Mm-hmm.
He told us how to deal with it. He said,
right.
Listen, if your brother has trespassed against you, listen, go deal with your brother alone. Don't go and tell this person. Don't go and tell that person. Don't go and get 50 other people involved, and you never even spoke to the person that you got the beef with.
Right.
Deal with them alone. And it says what? The most important part, because the reason why I read verse 14 is because the Lord was about redeeming us back to the Heavenly Father. And the only way that we can do that is by applying the commandments. And this
right.
is the example, because he said, if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. So if you have two people that are willing to keep the peace, then that issue, whatever it was, is going to be resolved and going to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. So You look at what Moses wrote and what Christ is saying. What they were dealing with was what? A carnal murder, a physical murder. What Christ was dealing with was what? Is what? Spiritual. And didn't
right.
Christ say the true worshipers are going to worship the Father in spirit and in truth?
And in truth.
So let's go to 1 John 3:15 on that, just dealing with thou shalt do no murder. Because Christ was coming and explaining and showing us, look, this is where all the things begin, so that we can fight them, defeat them, and overcome them. That we can overcome sin, that we could be free of sin. Because we were full of sin. We were laden with iniquities, like it says in the book of Isaiah. That's why Christ said, come all ye that are heavy laden and labor, and I shall give you rest. Rest from what? Rest from our sins that's making our souls weary and weighing us down. So read that in 1 John 3:15.
Yeah, I got it, because I was going to pull it. And it says 1 John 3:15.
Well, you go ahead and explain it. Read it and explain it, John.
It says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So the scriptures, John, when he wrote this principle to the brothers and sisters, letting them know that in your heart, if you have that mindset of hate of your brothers, when it says brothers and sisters, people that's in the body of Christ that you are a murderer in the sight of the Heavenly Father. When you go with no cause to hate your brother, you are in the eyes of the Heavenly Father and Christ a murderer. And he goes on and says, you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Meaning you're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven when Christ, when the Heavenly Father commands Christ to come set this righteous kingdom from one end of this earth to the next, you're not going to be able to abide in that. You're going to be put to death. You're not going to be worthy to be accepted into the kingdom of heaven with that hatred spirit, which is a form of murder on you.
Right. So they are in agreement with Christ. So for you to get eternal life, you can't be a murderer. You can't have the spirit of a murderer. You can't have hatred in your heart for your brother. You can't have anger in your heart for your brother, because that's the same as physically murdering somebody. Now the next one, it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And Christ explained that. Let's get that in Matthew 5:28.
Matthew 5:27. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
Wait a minute. What is this? What is this, thought crime?
Yep.
This is thought crime? What was that? What was that movie that came out with, what's his name? Where they were judging people before they did the crimes. They were putting them in jail. Like, yeah, we knew you was going to murder this person, so we got you.
I
saw your thoughts.
Something like that.
Huh?
I'm thinking that was
Minority Report. There you go. Thank you, Pam.
Minority Report.
Like, yeah, we saw your thoughts. Yeah, you was about to murder this person. This is what Christ, he's dealing with our minds, because this will have to be cleansed. People going and getting dunked and baptized in water. It's your mind that needs to be cleansed with the words of these scriptures. This is what. So Christ, was he teaching the commandments? Yes, he was teaching the commandments on a much higher level, so that we could fight and overcome sin. And this is what people don't realize, and that's why you have people in church having abortions. You have people in church committing adultery with other people that's in the church, with the pastor. People in the church committing fornication, lying, bearing false witness. Oh, the law is done away with. So what does that mean? There's leaven all in your church, and Satan is all up in your church. But Christ said, if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. That is plain. So the commandments that Moses taught is the same commandments that Jesus taught, but on a much higher level, bringing us into the spiritual side, because the law are spiritual. It was us that was carnal, and Christ came to bring us back to that spiritual side, that we can be closer to the Heavenly Father in Christ. Now, I want us to go to Luke. Go to the book of Luke, the 10th chapter and the 25th verse.
Luke chapter 10. I believe that's another account of Christ teaching the Ten Commandments.
Yes, Luke 10:25.
All right, here we go. This is Luke chapter 10. Excuse me, starting at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit life?
Eternal life. So he asked him, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What is Christ's report? This is, here's a guy asking a question about eternal life. You have everyone going out preaching, saying this or that, that this is how you get eternal life. This is the answer right here as we're reading from the words of Christ. How do we receive this eternal life? Excuse me, read on.
Verse 26. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
Read that again.
He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
What is written in the law? How are you reading it? Don't you know? Because if he had read it, if he had read and understood, he would have understood that Christ was the truth, that Christ was the way, that Christ was the life. Like in the book of John, where he said, look, we have found him, the one who Moses wrote in the law, the Christ. He would have understood. He would have understood those prophecies, just like Daniel. Read on.
Right.
Christ is Israelite indeed, whom is no guile.
Exactly.
Go,
mind you, they said a certain lawyer. So this dude already was knowledgeable of the law.
Hmm.
Look at it. A certain lawyer stood up. So this dude was already knowledgeable of the law. He was already knowledgeable of the commandments.
Yeah.
At any rate, verse 27.
He thought he was.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Obviously he thought he was. Yeah, you're right. Verse 27. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself.
So those two are what are a summary of what?
All of it.
Right. Because if you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, are you going to serve other gods?
Nope.
Or are you going to bow down? Are you going to make idols and bow down and worship them?
Nope.
Are you going to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain?
Nope.
Are you going to break the Sabbath day?
Nope.
So all that encompasses what? The love of the Father. Now, when you come to your neighbor, are you going to disrespect your father or your mother?
Nope.
Or are you going to murder your neighbor?
Nope.
Steal from your neighbor? Covet anything that is of your neighbor's.
Mm-mm.
Bear false witness on your neighbor.
No, sir.
All that goes into love thy neighbor as thyself. So once again, Christ teaches the Ten Commandments again.
Hey,
so go
I,
ahead. Yes, brother.
Just wanted to throw in there on the questions. Are you going to take the correction of your brother when he sees you err from the word and to get you back into the scriptures? Are you going to take that correction to save yourself?
Hmm.
You know?
Right.
That's a big one.
Yep. Yeah. 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 Read verse 28.
28. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live.
Hmm. He said, thou hast answered right. So this was a response. This was a response of the lawyer. And he said, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. So if we keep the commandments, we're going to have life. And, I just want to mention, I see one Blue Raven in there. He put Jeremiah 10, and we're in full agreement that Christmas is definitely idol worship. And we strive very hard to put that message out there, you know, by living examples and by talking to people, you know, when it comes that time of year around our job, that, look, that's not the keeper of the commandments of the Lord. That's idolatry. And that if you are a Christian or you are a follower of Christ, then you're not going to uphold those pagan holidays. So all praises for that. We've got another person that's on the same vein or in agreement. So all praises. But he said, yeah, do this and thou shalt live. So
wow.
Let's go to, we was reading Matthew 19. I want to go back to Matthew 19. Where do we leave off in Matthew 19?
Matthew 19, we started with the murder, and then going from there, thou shalt not commit adultery. And then going from there, thou shalt not steal.
So just read through that again.
He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Right.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Come on, read on.
The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
So this was the point. Did Christ say the commandments was bad and that he shouldn't do them anymore?
No, he did not say that.
He said if you were going to be perfect, what did he have to do?
Sell what he had and distribute it to the poor and follow Jesus Christ.
So what was the point?
Follow Jesus Christ.
Right, forsake all and follow him. So
exactly.
that goes right along with the scripture says the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. So, yeah, he had done all those things from his youth up, and those things were good. Now come and follow me, and I'm going to show you even a higher understanding. So he had to forsake himself and everything that he had, and then he would go on to that perfection. So read on.
Verse 22. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Right. He didn't want to give up his money to go and follow Christ. He didn't want to give up the things that he had to follow Christ. So read on.
Verse 23. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Go ahead.
And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Right, because you have to humble yourself. And many people out there, you know, they have things that they think that they're rich or, you know, I've got this, I'm living my life and, you know, nothing wrong with my life. I remember when me and a brother Osh, when we first came to England, we started teaching the word here. You know, one of his friends who was with us when we was teaching this word, he was like, yeah, man, you know, what you're saying is good, it's true, it's everything. He said, but you know what? He said, I will be with you guys, but I'm not empty. So that's that rich, that people have things in this world, and they don't want to give up the things that they have to serve the Lord. They don't want to give up that wickedness, that evil, or these their possessions of things that they have to serve the Lord. So read on. That's why I said it's going to be easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to go into the kingdom of heaven. Read on.
Verse 25, when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved?
Right. They was like, oh, damn, well, who can be saved? He's like, this guy, he kept the commandments from his youth. He's like, who can be saved then? Read on.
But when Jesus beheld them and said unto them, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
He said, with men, these things are possible. So that's why you have so many doctrines out there, you know, where it says, look, you can't do these commandments. You're only human, you know. It's human to flirt. It's human to commit adultery. You know, you got to spread your seed. That's what a man wants. That's what a woman wants. She's trying to catch a man's sperm. She's trying to catch another man's sperm and catch his DNA. That's the foolishness they have in the world. You're only human. It's impossible with men. But it's possible with the Heavenly Father. I know drug dealers, they're not drug dealers anymore because they've read this Bible. Someone came to them and showed them the word of the Heavenly Father. I know people who's witches and into witchcraft and sorcery. They're not doing that anymore. Why? Because someone came to them and showed them, look, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's wrong according to the Heavenly Father. We're supposed to seek to the Heavenly Father, not to wizards that peep and mutter. I know adulterers who's not adulterers anymore. Why? Because it showed the same commandment that Moses wrote, and Christ came and taught it on a higher understanding. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Look, Christ came and said, look, if you look on a woman to lust after her in your heart, you've committed adultery already. I know people that used to be anger murderers. They're not murderers no more. Why? Because of these same words. These same words. So with men it's impossible, but with the Heavenly Father in Christ, it's not impossible. And I've seen it. I can testify it. I live today and say, yes, the words of the Heavenly Father, they are true. So Satan promotes those lies that, look, God ain't going to forgive you for the wickedness and the evil that you did. The Lord seeing you back there whoring and being a whoremonger and sleeping with all those women. The Lord saw you back there when you were selling drugs. He ain't going to forgive you for that. Just go and live in it and enjoy the little life, the little time you got. That's the lies that Satan want to tell you. The Lord ain't going to ever forgive you. Well, Christ said he's going to forgive you for everything and cleanse you of all iniquity.
Yep.
But what? You're going to have to repent. Repent of those things. And repentance is not, oh, I say I'm sorry and I keep doing them forever. No. You stop it. So the things, this word is powerful. And it's so powerful that you have the whole world media and spreading their propaganda wills to stop it, but it can't be stopped. It can't be stopped. So let's leave from there, brothers, and let's go to Mark 10 and 17.
Yeah, I get that. Mark 10, 17. And it reads, Mark 10, 17. It reads, and when he was gone forth in the way, into the way, they came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Same thing. What may I do, man, that I may inherit eternal life? Read on.
18. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
So Christ didn't elevate himself. He elevated the Heavenly Father. And that's what we're supposed to do. Read on. We're not supposed to elevate ourselves. Like, oh, I'm something good. I'm something great. Or I'm teaching the word. Don't you see how good I'm teaching? Christ didn't do that. And he was the word. He was the word made flesh. He didn't do that. So why do you have men that's supposed to be ministers of Christ elevating themselves as if they were Christ? Christ didn't elevate himself. So we're not supposed to elevate ourselves. We're supposed to elevate the word, and we're supposed to elevate and glorify God and glorify Christ. Read on.
Okay, verse 19. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery. Do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth.
So he said Christ told him the commandments. He said, thou knowest the commandments? Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said to him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Now, what was Jesus' reply? Read on.
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest.
Jesus looked on him and beheld him. And because he did the commandments, how did he feel about him?
And loved him.
And loved him. So why do you have so many Christians go, that's legalism. You're teaching legalism. Oh, you're trying to bring us back under bondage. If Christ looked on this man who did not kill, who did not steal, who did not bear false witness, who did not commit adultery, and loved him, shouldn't we do the commandments?
Yes, we should.
Yes, we should, but we should do them in Christ. That's why I said one thing you lack. One thing you lack, and the thing that he lacked was a following of Christ. Because we're not to follow Moses, we're to follow Christ. And what Christ is teaching, how Christ broke down and taught the commandments to us. Zach, you wanted to say something, brother?
Yes, sir. I want to make a comment, if I could, because you said something about that's legalism, you're trying to bring us back under bondage. But how many times do you read in the scriptures in the New Testament where the disciples refer to themselves as the prisoner of Jesus Christ?
Mm. Yep. Yeah.
In other words, that's what you want. You want to be in bondage unto Christ. Mm. Because Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Mm. Absolutely. Now, let's go to Isaiah 42 and 21.
Isaiah, what was that again? 42 and 21?
Yep.
All right. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 21. It says, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Mm. Mm.
Wow.
Let's read that again.
The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Why does he have to make it honorable? Why does the Lord have to make the law honorable? Is the law honorable today?
No,
no, the law is looked out as the law is looked at into the eyes of men as a cesspool. They don't want nothing to do with this thing. They don't. The world don't want nothing to do with righteousness.
Hold, let me
speak
stop you
of
there.
It, they condemn you.
John, let me stop you right there. You need to add something to the law of God. Because people have more respect for the law of the land than they have the law of God. So go ahead.
Right. And that they just despise the word of the Heavenly Father, the Almighty, with a passion.
Mm. So the Lord said, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. So read on.
Right. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are a prey, and none delivereth for spoil, and none saith restore.
So where do you see the bulk of our people? They're in prison. Why are they in prison? Why are they trapped and snared in holes and in ghettos and slums and trapped in all kinds of immoral sins? Why is that? And none are saying restore, because the restoration is in Christ.
Right.
The restoration in Christ, the healing is in Christ. For a drug addict, for a homosexual, for a drug dealer, for a murderer, for a thief, the restoration, the restoring is in Christ. In repentance and coming back and keeping the commandments through Christ. Not many people are saying that.
Nope.
Not many people are saying that. Go ahead.
But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith restore.
Come on.
Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come?
Yeah, who's going to listen? Who among you will give ear? Who among you will listen? Who will hearken and hear for the time is to come? Read on.
You know what I guess, brother, too?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And, you know, these verses are showing you that the children of Israel, okay, are the ones that's in these prisons. The children of Israel, that's the ones that's always got something going on. They're spoiled, and it's nothing. Whatever they do cannot give them back the strength, give them back the righteousness that they need. It's a certain sect of people that's in this world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that portion right there alone, the scriptures are showing you that, look, his children need to come back. And it's that certain sect that's always killing and robbing and in prison. Those are
mm-hmm.
the Heavenly Father's children, the children of Israel. We don't we don't have to go through no DNA and everything else to find out who the Lord's children are. The Lord is showing his evidence. Who's in prison like that's what they made for, the children of Israel, throughout this whole world.
Like it's part of their education of growing up, rites of passage. You got to go to prison. You go from 12th grade to what? To the correctional facility. You know, that's
right.
Foolishness. So read on.
Okay. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord?
No,
he
stop,
against
stop. Said who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? So what is that talking about? That's talking about slavery. Because the Israelites, they were in slavery in many captivities. That's what the Bible says. But slavery. From the ancient Babylonian captivity, from the Egyptian captivity, up to the captivity where our people were in cargo channel slavery, going from Africa to Jamestown, Virginia, to the islands, to South America and Brazil. Who gave Jacob for a spoil? Because you got a lot of people out there, they're just blaming the white. It's the white man. The white man is the white.
Right.
No. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord?
That's right.
And why?
We refuse to do what the Most High says.
Yeah, it's telling you that. It says, he against whom we have sinned. For they walk not in his ways, neither were they obedient to his laws. The same laws that Christ is coming to teach. The same laws that Christ came and taught, he told the disciples to teach. Because you can't teach repentance until you tell people what they need to repent of. How are you going to say repent, 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 repent? You need to teach people what they need to repent of. And let's get that. Go to Romans 7:7. How are you going to tell someone, look, you need to repent? You don't tell them they commit adultery. You don't tell them that they're a thief. You don't tell them that they're a murderer. You don't tell them that a man with a man is an abomination against the Heavenly Father. And the Lord hates that. No, God is inclusive of everybody. This isn't a doctrine of inclusion. Because the Heavenly Father is excluding sin. So if you're doing sin, then you're a sinner. And you have to repent of sin. That's what was keeping us bound down, that Christ said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from what? Free from being a freak and a fornicator, a whoremonger, a liar, an adulterer, a thief, and a murderer. Because Satan got people trapped and thinking that there is no exit strategy for them. There's no way out of sin. But Christ is the way out. And that's who we come to proclaim. We come to proclaim the word of the Lord and the words of Christ. So read that, brothers, Romans 7:7.
All right. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid.
Is the law sin? Is the law sin?
Nope.
Legalism. You teach it legalism. You teach it. This sounds like a rap song. Legalism. Legalism. As soon as people saying that, I know, boy, you got some sins on you. You got some sins on you. One of those sins be anger. Because as soon as you say the law of the Bible, the law of Christ, people start going crazy like you got an anger demon on you. Because you have no patience. You have no long-suffering. You have no peace. People come up and be saying all kinds of madness on the show. And we're still patient, just like Christ. People were trying to kill Christ. He was just calmly, patiently, and just walked away. We could have called down Michael, Uriel, Raphael, the whole host of heaven, and destroyed them. He didn't do it. So read on. Read that verse again.
Okay. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Mm. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law.
Mm.
I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet.
And thou shalt not covet is what?
That's a law. That's a commandment.
That's a commandment. Right. So the commandments and the laws are interchangeable. So when people say the law, yeah, I keep the commandments, but I don't keep the law. You're a fool. Because the commandments and the laws are one and the same. The commandments and the laws are, we just read it, didn't we?
Right.
We just read it. Thou shalt not covet. I had not known sin unless I knew the law. So you have to teach the commandments. That's what Christ was doing. That's what we're doing. So read verse 14 of that same Romans 7.
Okay. Verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
The law is spiritual. So when Christ was saying about the true worshipers are going to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. How do we worship the Father in spirit and truth? We're going to have to keep his laws and his commandments, which he said he's going to magnify and make it honorable. It's honorable not to have any other gods before you. It's honorable to honor your father and your mother. It's an honor to keep the Sabbath day holy, to rest and be refreshed on the day that the Lord rested and he was refreshed. Those things are honorable. Now let's get it. Let's go to Hebrews, the 8th chapter and the 8th verse. People don't know these Bible. People are hurting, in pain. They're in pain in their relationships. They're in pain in their lives, and they don't know one way to get out of it. When Christ said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. But they won't follow him. They'll follow someone like Creflo Dollar who's saying, give me your money. And if you don't give me your money, man, I would like to line you up with some Uzis and shoot you. But I can't do it. But if I wasn't in Christ, I'd sure like to try it. That's the men that these people want to follow. And they don't want to follow the Lord, the true Lord.
Hebrews 8:8. For finding fault with them.
Start from verse 7, bro. Start from verse 7.
Okay. Hebrews 8, verse 7. For if that first covenant been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second one,
So you got a lot of, it's something we should say, oh, you got a lot of pork chop eating preachers, pork chop eating Christians saying, oh, the old that Old Testament's done away with. That old law is done away with. Okay. So we know when it says testament, it's talking about the covenant. So the old covenant is done away with. Let's keep reading and let's find out about the new covenant, the new testament in Christ. Go ahead.
Hebrews 8 and 8. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
That's not everybody. That's the people of the Lord. And Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. So the ones that hear this word and do it, those are the people of the Lord. Those are the people of the Lord. Read on.
Verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord.
Read on.
Okay. For this, let's see. Okay, verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
What is he going to write in our hearts and our minds?
The law.
Oh.
He
said he's going to write it. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts. And that's what Christ was showing us and teaching us. Man, you got to remove that sin and iniquity from your minds, and this is what you have to put in there. You have to take on and put on the mind of Christ, who walked perfectly on this earth. So can we do it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Yes. If we live, if we walk, if we talk as Christ and live according to the example that he gave, we can keep these commandments. But you have people saying, oh, it's impossible. You can't do that. You know, no one could do it. No, Christ did it. Don't tell me no. Well, he was special. He was an angel. No, he wasn't. His daddy was an angel. No, he wasn't.
Gosh.
Christ said he was made like, just like unto us, made just like us. He walked in the flesh just like us. So it is possible. He had to overcome sin. He had to overcome temptation just like us. So we can do these commandments. Well, our people need to stop listening to these lies that Satan is promoting through people. So the commandments are relevant. They were relevant. They're all relevant now, and they're going to be relevant in the kingdom to come. Because that's going to be the people that's being in the kingdom. Those are the ones that's keeping it. That's going to be the 144,000. That's going to be the great company of people that the Lord is speaking about in Revelation, the 7th chapter. That's going to inherit the kingdom and blessings, and kings are going to be their nursing fathers and queens their nursing mothers and lick up the dust of their feet, bow down before them and lick up the dust. That's the people. That's the people that it's talking about. Now, I want to go to James, the 2nd chapter and the 8th verse, because a lot of people, they'll agree. They'll agree and say, you know what, yeah, we got to keep the commandments. But then what do? They pick and choose.
Right.
They'll pick and choose what commandments. Well, you know, the Sabbath day is every day. But where does it say that in the scriptures? Well, you can worship any day you want to. Well, what day did the Lord say is a holy convocation where he called for an assembly? Now, when Moses was around and there was a call for an assembly, When the trumpets blew for the people to assemble, and you didn't show up, what happened? What happened? When the Lord said, look, all the people shall assemble and come this day and hear the words, what happened? What was the consequence of that if they didn't come? You got to pass?
No, you'd be put to death for not adhering to the word of the Lord.
Now, in Christ, Paul said that we're not supposed to forsake the assembly of ourselves together. So read that in James 2. People are not reading the scriptures. They believe in liars rather than believe in the words of the Lord. Read James 2, verse 8.
James chapter 2 and verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well.
So now, is James a disciple of Christ?
Yes.
So, what, is he going against the Lord? Well, Christ done away with the law, so is he going against the Lord now?
No, he's not.
No, Christ taught. Go ahead.
No, he's giving more understanding. He's telling you that this right here, this is how you fulfill what the Heavenly Father was saying for us to do, you know?
Right. So he's going right along with what Christ was teaching. Because Christ was teaching, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Christ taught that. So he's teaching the same thing that Christ said. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, it's written. It's not, you know, I had a revelation from the Lord. You don't have to keep that. You don't have to do the Bible anymore. That's foolishness. And the prophets and the disciples and Paul was warning against people like that. Come with another gospel, teaching another Jesus. So read on. It says what? That you do well if you do that. So read on.
Verse 9. But if you have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors.
And a lot of people, they have that respect of persons. They have respect of persons. For example, you can have someone in the congregation, they commit adultery and they get thrown out, they be talked bad about. Then you have the pastor in the church, he's fondling little boys, and they're just going to move him to another church. Oh, well, you know, he couldn't help himself, and then you got to have mercy on him. Oh, he just had a wreck. That's respect of persons. That's sin. A lot of stuff like that goes on in the church. Why? Because they're not teaching the words of Christ. The words of Christ will root out that leaven. Read on.
Verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
Read on.
For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law.
So you have to keep all the commandments. You can't pick and choose which ones you want to keep. It's like, well, I don't do none of the big ones. I don't murder nobody. You know, I'm not committing adultery with nobody's wife. But then what? You lying. You telling lies on people.
You in the back smoking.
You guilty. You guilty. Or the big one, you don't keep the Sabbath day. I don't murder nobody. You know, I'm talking about nobody's business, but, you know, on the Sabbath. You know, sisters know themselves be on Saturday, man. They be having themselves with shoes and different clothes. I catch a sale. You know, brother's a little bit different. You know, really don't care what people want to catch themselves. I mean, it's men and women.
That's funny.
Without breaking the Sabbath. You know, that's just an example I like to use. Certain sisters I know who love to shop. But those sisters in Christ, they don't give a damn whether the sale is on, or if it's on Saturday or Tuesday. They're going to do what the word of the Lord is saying. But people pick and choose what they want, and the scriptures is telling you that, look, if you do one law and don't do the other, you're still guilty. So we have to do the full righteousness in Christ and follow his example. So, brothers, I'm gonna wrap it up. You know, you got brothers got any closing statements, please go ahead and say your closing statements.
I'm pretty good right about now.
Don't praise us. John?
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, just continue to follow the word of Christ. Repent. His word says to keep the commandments from the beginning, the same word from the beginning, the law, repentance, and doing it right like how he left us an example to do.
Bodger?
Nope, just giving all praises for the edification.
All praises. Well, we encourage everyone to, you know, we do shows 7 days a week on the Body of Christ Radio Network. We got another show that's going to be airing in a few minutes on WOFOAM.com. That's the Brothers from the Body of Christ Church in Buffalo, New York. They do a live radio show that goes off. It's broadcast on the radio in Buffalo, but it's also aired over the internet. So you can check that if someone put the web address in the chat room. We also have the brother Zach, who's going to be doing his Spanish show. So if you got any friends that's, you know, they're Spanish speakers, you know, give them the link to the brother show, the ICDC. He does his show, what, 11:30?
11:30 a.m. Yes, sir. It is
11:30 a.m. So we rolling hard on the Sabbath day, you know. Kings and Priests is at 9. 1:40 a.m. is at 10:30. ICDC, the brother flipping the Gospel of Christ in the Spanish at 11:30. So we roll real hard on the Sabbath, but then we also have the show on Sunday at 2 p.m. The brothers from the ATL in Atlanta, the virtual living room. They'll be doing big things of bringing out the words of the Heavenly Father in Christ. Then, you know, all throughout the week, we're dealing with the word. This is our profession. And we're not looking for a paycheck or a handout. Brothers have jobs, you know. We have jobs. We work. We're not taking any money from the offerings. We don't take tithes because that was for the Levites. And we say that all the time because a lot of people, they're trapped. They're flipping broke, paying all their money to some church. And if they needed help, I mean, it may not be all situations, but a lot of situations where people, you know, they look for help for the church, and the church is paid, they can't get no help from the church that they go to, which is madness and foolishness. So, in closing, I'm going to play once again the Ten Commandments that I play. So listen to this and say all praises to the Most High in Christ. If you have any questions, please call us, ring us if you have questions. You know, if you have a comment, you have a disagreement, say, brother, well, look at this scripture. Maybe you missed this scripture. Call us, ring us, email us, or just leave a comment. If you enjoyed the show, leave a comment. Hey, brother, I enjoyed that show. It was good. If you want to hear the word brought out on some other topics, or look, brother, why don't you bring out the scriptures on adultery, or bring out the scriptures on end time prophecy or something, email us, call us. We want to hear from you. Okay? We want to edify the body of Christ. That's why we're here. So, giving all praises to the Heavenly Father in Christ, we say shalom, enjoy the Sabbath, and listen to this and close. Don't shut off yet. Just listen to the Ten Commandments once again. Giving all praises.
The second book of Moses, called Exodus, chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is thy name.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
You can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.